Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? To the best of your knowledge, your opinion. Anything
Housing.
You can think of?
Housing.
Thank you. Okay, here we go. Housing. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? From the top.
Environmental issue?
Opinion? Yeah, the global environmental. Global. What do you think?
Let me see. Environment, as far as when I just moved out of high rise, lack
okay.
of
I have fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution,
probably water pollution because the water here is terrible.
Thank you. Now, is already brown? Oh, not yet.
Yeah, okay. Not yet, man.
Not yet, okay. Now, sir, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? He said, again, the water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management in Minnesota, their protected wetlands, the mining in Minnesota, the nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. If you can pick one, or if you have one on your own, can you share it with us?
I guess well, not so much global warming, but because Minnesota does get cold, but this is like this weather here is like nice, so
yeah, I can imagine.
Probably
just for the sake of my research. The endangered species in Minnesota, the timber
harvest. Yeah, endangered species. Endangered species.
Okay. Yeah. Now, using the scale, sir, of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, sir, how would you rate the environmental performance of the medical manufacturer in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd just say it was good.
Okay. How about the mining industry in Minnesota? How would you rate them when it comes to the environmental performance? Excellent?
Mining.
Just fair or poor? Mining.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair.
Fair. And yeah. The agriculture and farming, how would you rate them?
Farming, I rate them as good. They have some good vegetables and stuff. They're good.
Okay. How about the forest produce? How would you rate them? That industry.
The who?
The forest products. How would you rate that industry when it comes to the environment? Yeah, when it comes to the environmental performance, how would you rate it?
Good.
Good, okay. And how about the industry of refining? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, or just good?
Good.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
And how about the electric utilities? Same question.
Good.
Okay, thank you. Let's move to the next one. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, how would you rate, sir, the job of each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? How do you think the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources is doing when it comes to managing the forests and the natural resources in Minnesota?
Excellent.
Hey, how about the U.S. Forest Service? Same question. How would you rate
good,
it? Excellent.
Yeah. Because we don't have forest fires like the rest of the world do.
You know, you're right. Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah. Okay, how about the environmental groups? How would you rate them when it comes to managing the forest? Yeah, the environmental groups.
Good.
When it comes to managing... Good?
I say it's excellent because y'all see a lot of rubbish and paper in the streets is, I've been to other states, and it's like ridiculous, like Chicago, Illinois, It's like ridiculous.
Right, and I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk about your neighbor, Wisconsin. Okay, but how about how would you rate the county land department? How do you think they're doing when it comes to managing the forest and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just very poor.
Excellent.
Excellent. And how about the forest and timber industry? Same question. Excellent,
good.
Okay, thank you. Let's move to the next one. Now, how important, sir, do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is a very important, somewhat important, not to, or not at all important?
It's very important.
The economy, okay? And, sir, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say they're a very significant role in the future? Somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant? What's your opinion?
Well, with the technology that's going about forestry, I don't think it'll play a major role. Because
so
the economy is full. No, not too.
Right.
Not too significant? Right.
Okay. Now, sir, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood produce. Now, sir, how many trees do you feel are planted and grow in their place? Would you say more than they harvested? Same as planted or fewer than harvested? What's your opinion?
Fewer.
To the best of
it. Fewer.
Fewer.
Fewer. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, the next one says, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? You think it's more
fewer.
Or fewer or about the same? Fewer.
Fewer.
Okay. And now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And now, I'm sorry, what impact, if any, do you believe, sir, timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact? What's your opinion, sir?
There's a negative impact because with them building the houses and stuff, it's like the wildlife is coming more to the city. You know, I've seen wolves in Brooklyn Park. I've seen wolves in Frisbee. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a wolf. So they end up a natural habitat. So I say it has a negative impact on as far as the forest life. If you know what I'm saying.
So is that no or a yes when it says when it comes to because the question is, do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And now, do you feel that it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county land that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
No.
Okay. And some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper produce? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
Yeah, to use the products? To use like the waste part for energy? Sure.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use a whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're almost done, okay? Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota
I'd rather have money for myself.
I have it in your pocket, right? That makes two of us. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people in Minnesota. Now, much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, the question is, sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component on the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component on the state of
A significant component, yes.
Okay. And like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Will you support that or oppose?
I'll support that.
Thank you. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment on its forest industry workforce. Now, Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest produce mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase on both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, sir, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economy, forest, and forest industry?
I support it.
You will support that. Thank you. We're almost done, okay? Just one more minute. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, sir, please tell me if you will support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program. Now, the first one, real quick. Create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that component of the program?
Yes.
Now, increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose that?
Support.
And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose that component?
Support.
Get into a school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Will you support that or oppose that?
Yes, support.
Support. Okay, sir. The final few questions, that just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college, graduate?
Some college.
Thank you. And what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64?
I'm 68. 65.
Okay. 65 plus. And how would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
It's a small city, suburban, friendly.
So how do you guys record your as a small town? Large city, suburban, farm, or rural?
Large city.
A large city? Okay. Thank you. Now, is your annual household income $25,000,
$25,000 to $49,000,
$50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000?
No, it's less than 25.
So, 25. Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
How do you consider yourself? Conservative. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes, in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? You tell me you retire, right?
Right.
All right, you're retiring, okay. And,
yes.
Sir, and this is just for statistical purpose only, but in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure talking to you, believe me, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, sir. Goodbye.
All right, you as well, bye.
Thank you.